sabc.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
So here's the thing, Sakina. I think we're dealing with two different issues here, where there's a sheriff and then there's the police services. Now, in the normal sense, where you are in a criminal court, for example, and there is a criminal case open against you, and you, whatever reason, don't appear in court, and the magistrate then issues that warrant of arrest, it's always issued to say that the SAPS must effect that arrest. Now, in these circumstances, it's not so clear, because this warrant of arrest that was issued rather is emanating from a contempt of court that took place. I think it must have been in 2022 when the matter was still in the Johannesburg High Court. Now, essentially, the sheriff of the court is entitled to effect arrest only if the order says that or directs that this arrest or this can be done by the sheriff of the court. But ordinarily, the sheriff does not and would never have that right to arrest. But in these circumstances, again, I say, what my reading and my understanding of the background of the matter is that the police have failed to execute the arrest on Mr. Brink, and therefore the court action then requested that the court make a determination to say, may the sheriff in that jurisdiction then assist with the effecting of the arrest.
So under certain circumstances, the sheriff then can effect a warrant of arrest?
Only if it's mandated to by a court. The court order would need to specifically state that this sheriff or the sheriff in that jurisdiction may effect that arrest, and it would be put in that court order. Unfortunately, I don't have the court documents before me, so I cannot say for a fact what actually transpired here.
Interesting, because that's what we were trying to get clarity on, and I think you've explained it beautifully for us. But also just another quick one for us, Tsepo. The city of Joburg is also objecting to the fact that the warrant was effected at Brink's residence and not to the city or at the business address, as it were. In terms, again, and I appreciate that we may not have all the details before us, but again, you know, how does the law play out in this instance?
Ordinarily, that would have been had, or that would have had to be effected, obviously, at the business address, because you must remember Mr. Brink now, he's in his representative capacity as the city. Right now, that is, or the documents would always say in his representative capacity, and that would ordinarily be done at his business address. Now, I'm saying again, we are uncertain of what has actually transpired from the time that the Johannesburg High Court then ordered that Mr. Brink be put or be given an imprisonment term, suspended obviously for a year, on the condition that they do not tamper or disconnect the water and electricity for this company. Now, we're not sure what has happened between them, but essentially, yes, the business address, because he's a city representative, he would that would have been effected at his premises. So there is merit to say that this could be some sort of trying to tarnish his name. But again, if the contempt of court order states that Mr. Brink, he's the one that should be arrested. The forms of arresting a person is where do we find him? And yes, you can start at the office, but where do you find him in order to effect the arrest? His home could also be a valid address for them to effect that arrest.
Tsepo Mojapelo, thank you so much for speaking to us, Director at Mojapelo Attorneys, educating us, because we were left questioned on so many things after that incident yesterday.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.